Wow, what a downer way to end it. That was weird. That was all weird.
That was good. Woo. One of our top shows.
This one's going into the archive. I got two titles, Trampoline Episode and European Bachelor.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Oh, my God. I haven't looked at the oh, my God.
There's Trampoline Episode in there.
It is not, but yes, it is. It is. I'm upvoting that right now.
Doing Trampoline Episode?
I like Trampoline Episode. I like European Bachelor. Is too good.
I could see him. I could just see this German guy sitting there watching the Disney Toy Girls channel.
I like European Bachelor.
Mm-hmm. What's your pick? You want Trampoline Episode? The Trampoline Episode? Is that your preference?
Oh, man. The Trampoline Episode, European Bachelor.
I like European Bachelor.
Let's do that. Yeah. It's better.
It's so weird.
It's so fun.
Oh, man. I hope things go okay for them.
Yeah, me too.
There's this thought that goes through my head, which is that they wouldn't be doing this unless they thought it was the way to go. And then there's this deeper thought, which is they really wouldn't be doing this unless they thought it was the way to go. Do you know what I mean? Like, as in like, well, here's a Hail Mary.
I know. L Beavers in the chat room, who I missed this while we were doing the show. L Beavers. Says Text Expander 5 cost $45 new, $20 to upgrade, about $85 to stay current over 4 or 5 years. Text Expander 6 will be $50 per year or $250 over 5 years.
That's an interesting way to think about it.
L Beavers also says $10 per month for Microsoft 365 is really a bargain for the OneDrive support and the other stuff in addition to the core apps.
That's all it is for
$10 a month.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's fine for Radiohead.
Yeah, that's fine for Radiohead. The other one was the Superman problem. I had typed it, but I forgot to hit enter.
Oh, the Superman problem.
So that's good, too. I still like European Bachelor. Yeah, much I do, better. Too.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, like, you know.
No, I just feel bad about this episode. I feel like, on the one hand, I hope we're not being disloyal to our friends whose product we love and advocate for. But I also hope that people, well, I don't know. You can't control what people think, but.
No, I hear where you're
bad.
Coming from.
I feel bad. The big, you know, woke up and all these people are just being awful to them.
Well, I don't think we've been awful.
Yeah.
Because I think we're just trying to understand it. And like I said, you know, maybe they've obviously thought it through.
It's not a terrific match for this particular product.
Yeah.
I would almost say PDF Pen makes more sense for subscription.
Yeah.
Because that's got more room for features. And more room for team type things. I am just tossing that out.
Mm-hmm.
Some kinds of things where I guess that makes more sense. I guess it makes more sense. I see like Creative Cloud, like I haven't used Photoshop in years or any of those apps, but I guess that makes sense because if you're like a small company, like you don't need to own and upgrade the latest version of that. Like, can't you just go in and like buy it for a month? You can just use Photoshop for a month. Isn't that a thing on Creative Cloud?
You can use Creative Cloud and use it for as much as you want. You can use it for 1 month. You can pay per year. It's more per month, but you can do that. So like imagine if you're one of these, you know, flaky designer types who like goes and gets a contract for 2 or 3 months and they're done and they like, you know, sit in their garage for the next month or two, you know, doing nothing.
Yeah.
You turn it off for the next 2 months. You don't have to pay for it. I mean, that's the way I would want to do it.
I'll tell you what's interesting and telling is Plex, because I have a limited amount of space. I should have configured my setup differently, but I have a limited amount of space right now for where I'm using Plex. Mm. And so I occasionally do have to delete things. And it's interesting what goes through my mind.
Are you not using it on that new thingy?
The upgrade to the new DSM on Synology, something happened and I'm not getting Plex on there now. I'm not sure what happened. Oh. I haven't spent the time to really work on it. It's kind of weird to do that through that interface, but when I've got some time, I'll dedicate myself to it. But also, you know, it's a network mounted drive. So it gets confused. Like if it gets unmounted, it does not treat it like a hard drive that just pops back up. I would like, and in a way at this point, I'd like to just use it as dumb storage and not even use the functionality, but really? Anyway, bad on me. No, I'll come back to it. But no, it's weird though. Like I sit there and I look at like this folder with all these Doctor Who's in it. And I'm like, do I really need all of these? You know, like yeah. The biggest things on there are like, you know, what I mentioned last time, Doctor Who and like Saturday Night Live or something. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Do I really need season 41 of Saturday Night Live in its entirety? That goes through my mind sometimes where I think about like, you know, we've got Deadwood on DVD or CDs, as my daughter says.
Right.
But like, you know, do I just get rid of those? Do I throw away all the Plex copies because it's available on HBO? Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, like this is the kind of thing that's only the kind of questions that somebody our age would ask. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To somebody who's 20, this must sound like you and me hearing from people who save every issue of the New York Times.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you do that? Well, it's the newspaper of record. Well, like, couldn't you go find that information somewhere else? And if you couldn't find it, couldn't you just get something similar or just read a book? You know what I mean? It's like, it must seem so weird. People like us who like buy box sets of music must seem so strange to somebody who's 20. I mean, I'm not just, you know what I'm saying?
I honestly think
that would seem extremely foreign to people who like just don't buy CDs. Is that interesting though, to think about somebody who's 20, born in 1996?
Right.
Like
I feel different about my kids because of course they're very little right now and we don't know what they will be. But like you're talking about people who are adults who you might work with in the workplace.
Yeah, very, very young adults. Yeah.
In the world, people in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think people have a different idea toward, you know, possessions in general than people of our age. For people talk about this in different places, you know, that there's our family that kind of grew up, you know, mostly during the Depression and the war. And then there's the Generation Xers who were, you know, even up through our time, it really has been about the acquisition of stuff. And then people are saying that that's a very different mindset from the way people feel today.
Yeah.
There's just not as much, you know, idea of like having these heirloom objects that they're going to have forever.
Right. The idea of the heirloom object in general is kind of going away.
But also just maybe not being raised in the suburbs where you have a giant house plus a storage facility.
Right.
Like that is such a crazy idea if you really think about it. More and more people today are probably going to live in like smaller spaces with fewer things and less encumbrance.
And I don't know if that's a bad thing. I sometimes often think that that's not such a bad thing. I've talked about how I have very little. I'm sort of like the opposite of John in that he has stuff that was his granddad's as well as his dad's as well as his own stuff.
Right.
And I don't have anything.
I don't have anything.
I don't. I mean, I really, truly don't. I really, really, really don't have anything. And it's not that I don't value those things. It just, for one reason or another, I really just don't have them anymore. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if that makes me like a terrible grandchild because I don't have anything that, like, I don't have my granddad's pocket knife. I've got one of his old pipes. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't really know. And like you, when we were talking about comic books, I have the second and final load of comics that I'll be taking to Austin Books and Comics to trade.
Wow. I saw you save lots of sexy Gwen covers.
Yeah. I had to save a few good ones.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are you going to do?
You're a collector.
But I'll probably wind up with a half full half size box when I'm done.
Down what? From,
yeah, that's about all I'll have. Just saving my favorites.
So is this mainly for space? I mean, you're not going to get any money for most of those, right?
You don't get much money because they can't sell them for much money, but they give me store credit so I get to like get cool stuff at the
That's cool.
Austin Books and Comics. So like I went and took my kids there and I got them, I don't even remember, they each got some kind of like, she picked out some Adventure Time thing, I think, and he got, you know, they sell like vintage figures from like our childhood.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a Plastic Man figure where the neck stretches up and then you, and,
oh wow.
Yeah. Little like the, like it's
like
an
a Stretch
original.
Armstrong?
No, kinda? No, it's more like it pops up. Like it's not a stretchy.
Oh, like just a telescoping thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cute. That's a cute idea.
You know, and like they sell it for a lot of money, but I just use the credit from the comic books to get it. And Now he like takes super good care. He's like super into collecting. He and John would get along. He's super into like collecting vintage stuff from the 80s.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. I don't know where he got it from. I mean, I encourage him to do the stuff that he likes, but like, it's not like I had some big collection of stuff that he's like, I want to be just like Dad. No, it's all him. It's all him. He's got, I'll send you a picture tonight of like,
yeah,
one of his shelves of his old toys, and you'll look at it, you're like, I had all that crap. I'm like, yeah, I got to buy it all new. See, stuff I should have saved.
Well, my daughter and I have discovered Jiffy, or Giphy, as you say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
We just sent each other Parks and Rec gifts. Oh, you need the little pigs on Adventure Time? Remember the little pigs, and they turn out to be bad guys?
They're oh, so yeah.
Cute, and they keep falling over?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so cute. I had a feeling they'd turn evil.
They always do. They always do.
Have you introduced your daughter to Pusheen, the cat? Pusheen is a pretty popular like online meme thing. It's this cat. But the Pusheen book is really cute. And
oh, the little, you're talking about the little
the
almost
fat gray cat.
Totoro-ish.
Kind of, yeah. You should check it out. We love reading the Pusheen book. It's really just cute, like funny cat stuff. Like, you know, like cats that look like loaves of bread, and like how to be a cat and how to have Christmas with a cat. And it's really cute, like little kid stuff. Just go Google Pusheen. You'll see lots of good stuff. Okay. I am going to... Oh, look at the dancing piglet. So cute.
They're cute. The Pusheen is cute.
Yeah. All right. I will write this up and talk to you soon.
All right. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Bye.